The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I am Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. In fifth grade, I memorized a poem from a school textbook. The poet was named Lori Abrams, and the poem, written from the perspective of a child, began, "We oh so badly wish to go beyond our fence, beyond to grow." As a 10-year-old, I identified quite deeply with that wish to race off into the world, to be swallowed up by new experience and wondrous discovery. Now, as a parent, I know all too well the feeling of holding firmly to a child's hand despite their best efforts to wriggle free. Just as I know the panic of losing my grip on the little person in my care, in a crosswalk or crowd, or down the long hallway to the room and pajamas and bedtime stories that are waiting. Loving someone, not just for parents but for everyone, is made up in equal measures of the wish to protect, tempered by the need to let go. It's a hard balance to strike. I get it right some days, and others I'm clinging too hard, exhausting the patience of my own children, thwarting my own efforts to be a patient and understanding parent. And so I am grateful for today's poem, Hurricane, by Yona Harvey. I feel the speaker of Hurricane to be the mother of a child who seeks freedom, independence, risk, experience, things that are hard at first for a parent to consent to, but essential necessities every child must be given when the time is right. I don't think it's essential to the emphatic enjoyment of this poem to know that there happens to be an antique wooden roller coaster at Coney Island Amusement Park called the Hurricane. Though having seen the mammoth thing towering above the boardwalk and having heard the piercing screams of people crazy enough to ride it, adds an extra layer of awe and fright to my experience of the poem. Roller coaster aside, freedom is always a wild ride. Wildest, perhaps, for the person watching from the sidelines and praying for the best. Hurricane by Yona Harvey. 4 tickets left, I let her go, firstborn into a hurricane. I thought she escaped the floodwaters. No, but her head is empty of the drowned for now, though she took her first breath below sea level. Ah, ah, and ah, mama, let me go. She speaks what every smart child knows. To get grown, you unlatch your hands from the groan, and up and up and up and up she turns, latched in the seat of a hurricane. You let your girl what? You let your girl what? I did so she'd do. I did so she'd do. So, girl, you can ride a hurricane. And she'd do, and she'd do, and she'd do, and she'd do. She'd do make my river an ocean. Memorial, Baptist, Protestant birth, my girl walked away from a hurricane, and she'd do, and she'd do, and she'd do, and she'd do. She'd do take my hand a while longer. The haunts in my pocket I'll keep to a hum. Katrina was a woman I knew. When you were an infant, she rained on you. And she'd do, and she'd do, and she'd do, and she'd do. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.